until you make the unconscious conscious. It will direct your life and you will call it fate. Carl Jung. In these insightful words lies the essence of our exploration today. The journey into the darker aspects of our psyche, a realm often avoided yet crucial for personal growth. This exploration is not merely about self-understanding, but a transformative path to profound self-realization and empowerment. Carl Gustav Jung, a pioneer in the world of psychoanalysis, introduced concepts that radically altered our understanding of the human mind. Among his most influential ideas is the concept of the shadow. This term represents the unconscious aspects of our personality, traits, desires, and memories that are often ignored or repressed. The significance of confronting these shadowy parts of our being lies in our innate human quest for wholeness and authenticity. The shadow, though frequently perceived negatively, holds a reservoir of energy, creativity, and deep insight into our true selves. By facing it, we set forth on a path of genuine self-improvement and holistic growth. My personal journey with the shadow began at a pivotal moment in my life. Despite external successes, I grappled with an inner void, a disconnect between my achievements and my sense of fulfillment. This dissonance led me to Jung's teachings and subsequently to a path of deep introspection. It was a journey filled with challenges, yet the insights I gained were profoundly transformative. I unearthed aspects of myself that were buried under societal expectations and personal fears. Acknowledging these hidden parts liberated me from self-imposed limits and enabled a more authentic connection with others and a deeper sense of purpose. The core argument we unfold today is this: embracing our dark side is a transformative journey towards becoming our truest selves. It's about recognizing that our shadows, while they may stem from fear and pain, are also sources of untapped potential, strength, and authenticity. This journey is not straightforward. It is complex, filled with challenges and revelations, and most importantly, it is a path laden with opportunities for growth. As we navigate through Jung's psychological landscape, we will explore the nature of this concept, the repercussions of ignoring it, and the transformative power of facing and integrating it into our conscious lives. Integrating our dark side isn't about eliminating these darker aspects or striving for an ideal state of perfection. It's about harmonizing our inner world. This process enriches our personality, expands our emotional spectrum, and increases our capacity for empathy and understanding. The rewards of this integration are diverse. They range from enhanced self-awareness to enriched relationships, from unleashed creativity to emotional resilience. Facing and embracing our darker side can lead to a life that is not only more authentic but also more fulfilling and vibrant. Our discussion will guide you through practical steps for this journey. We'll cover self-reflection exercises, therapeutic approaches, and real-life success stories, shedding light on the path to embracing your shadow. Whether you are new to Jung's theories or are already on the path of self-exploration, our discussion promises to offer thought-provoking insights and actionable strategies. In essence, the journey towards embracing our dark side is transformative. It involves acknowledging, accepting, and integrating all parts of ourselves. It is a path not to becoming who we think we should be, but who we truly are, complex, unique, and whole. Join me as we embark on this profound journey of self-discovery and realization. A journey where facing our shadows leads us to find our true light. Carl Gustav Jung, born in Switzerland in 1875, emerged as a pivotal figure in the field of psychology, forging a path distinct from his contemporaries. His upbringing was marked by a fascination with philosophy and spirituality, elements that would later deeply influence his psychological theories. After beginning his career as a psychiatrist, Jung's early work was significantly influenced by Sigmund Freud. However, he soon diverged, developing his unique theories that would shape modern psychology. Jung's impact on psychology cannot be overstated. He was a pioneer who ventured beyond the traditional confines of early 20th century thought, integrating aspects of mythology, religion, and philosophy into his understanding of the human psyche. His holistic approach was revolutionary, shifting the focus from merely treating psychopathologies to exploring the rich and complex nature of the human mind. Jung's journey into the depths of the mind began with his own experiences. As a child, he was introspective and often solitary, qualities that fostered a deep inner life. This inner world was filled with dreams and visions, which he later understood as manifestations of the unconscious. His academic career was marked by a relentless pursuit of knowledge, culminating in his medical degree from the University of Basel in 1900. His work initially aligned with Freudian psychoanalysis, but by 1912, Jung had begun developing his theories, leading to a famous split with Freud. This break was partly due to Jung's disagreement with Freud's emphasis on sexuality as the sole driving force behind human behavior. Jung believed the psyche was more complex and influenced by broader factors, including spiritual and cultural elements. Jung's career was prolific, marked by extensive writing, lecturing, and the establishment of key psychological concepts. He founded analytical psychology, a school of thought that continues to influence therapy, counseling, and personal development practices today. One of Jung's most revolutionary ideas was the collective unconscious. He proposed that in addition to our personal unconscious, there's a deeper layer shared among all humans. This collective unconscious is a reservoir of experiences and memories inherited from our ancestors, containing universal themes and symbols. These themes, which he called archetypes, manifest across cultures and time, influencing our beliefs, behaviors, and dreams. Archetypes are innate universal prototypes for ideas and may manifest in dreams, literature, art, or religion. Some of the most notable archetypes identified by Jung include the mother, the hero, the shadow, and the anima and animus. These archetypes represent fundamental human motifs or experiences acting as guides in our psychological development and understanding of the world. Perhaps the most relevant to our discussion today is the archetype of the shadow. It represents the darker, unconscious aspects of the personality that the conscious ego does not identify with. It often comprises repressed ideas, weaknesses, desires, instincts, and shortcomings. Jung believed that confronting and integrating our dark side was crucial for achieving psychological wholeness. He asserted that the parts of ourselves we perceive as negative or undesirable are as integral to our identity as the positive aspects. Jung's exploration of these concepts was not just theoretical. He applied them in his clinical practice. He believed that understanding these archetypes and the collective unconscious could lead to profound insights into a patient's psyche and aid in their journey towards self-realization and individuation. Individuation, a central concept in Jung's theory, is the process of integrating the unconscious with the conscious mind, leading to a more complete and balanced individual. This process involves reconciling opposites within the psyche, such as the conscious and unconscious, the masculine and feminine, and the personal and collective aspects of the self. Through his extensive work, Jung laid the groundwork for many modern psychological practices, from dream analysis to art therapy. His influence extends beyond psychology into literature, art, and religious studies, making him one of the most significant figures in understanding the human psyche. Jung's theories offer a lens through which we can view not just individual psychology, but also cultural phenomena and collective behaviors. By exploring these deeper layers of the mind, Jung opened up new possibilities for understanding ourselves and the world around us. His work invites us to consider the myriad influences shaping our thoughts, actions, and experiences. At the heart of Carl Jung's analytical psychology lies the concept of the shadow, a term that encapsulates the hidden and darker aspect of our personality. Jung described it as the dark side of the ego and the repository of repressed desires, undeveloped potential, and unfulfilled aspirations. It represents those parts of ourselves we choose to keep in the dark, either because they are socially unacceptable, contradict our preferred self-image, or are painful to acknowledge. Jung believed that the shadow is an integral part of the human psyche and is formed during our early developmental stages. As we grow and learn societal norms, we tend to suppress traits and impulses that are deemed inappropriate or unacceptable. These suppressed elements do not vanish but rather accumulate in the unconscious, forming the dark side of our mind. It is not just a repository of negative aspects, it also holds positive potential. Jung famously stated, "Everyone carries a shadow, and the less it is embodied in the individual's conscious life, the blacker and denser it is." This quote highlights that this darkness, if not acknowledged, can have a profound impact on our lives, often manifesting in ways we don't expect or understand. This concept can manifest in various ways in our daily lives, often showing up as projections. Projection is a defense mechanism where we attribute qualities, feelings, or desires we find unacceptable in ourselves to others. For instance, if someone is often irritated by arrogance in others, it might be a trait they unconsciously deny in themselves. Another common manifestation is through dreams and fantasies. The shadow can appear in dreams as a figure of the same gender as the dreamer, often engaging in actions or displaying traits that are in stark contrast to the dreamer's conscious identity. These dream symbols are valuable clues to understanding the hidden aspects of our psyche. Our dark side also emerges in our immediate emotional reactions, especially those that are disproportionate to the situation. For example, an overreaction to a minor annoyance might be a shadow element expressing itself. Such intense emotional responses are often clues pointing towards unresolved issues or repressed aspects of ourselves. It is also seen in our moral judgments. The traits we find most objectionable in others are often reflections of our own shadow. Jung once said, "Everything that irritates us about others can lead us to an understanding of ourselves." This statement underscores the importance of self-reflection when we encounter negative emotions toward others. The shadow plays a significant role in our interpersonal relationships. It can manifest as immediate and irrational dislikes or aversions towards certain people, often because they exhibit traits that we unconsciously reject in ourselves. Conversely, intense and unexplainable attractions can also be the work of the dark side of our mind, drawing us to people who embody aspects of ourselves that we have not yet acknowledged or integrated. Understanding and acknowledging this idea can have profound implications for personal growth. By recognizing and integrating these hidden aspects, we can achieve a greater sense of wholeness and authenticity. The process of shadow work involves exploring these darker aspects, understanding their origins, and finding ways to integrate them into our conscious life. This integration helps in reducing internal conflict and improving our ability to relate to others. It's essential to understand that this dark side, despite its name and nature, is not wholly negative. It harbors not only our fears and weaknesses, but also unexplored talents, creative energies, and desires. For example, a person who has always valued rationality and dismissed artistic pursuits might find a wellspring of creativity in their unacknowledged self. Jung's concept invites us to embrace the full spectrum of our personality, including those aspects we might find uncomfortable or challenging. By doing so, we open ourselves to a richer and more nuanced understanding of who we are. This process can lead to a more authentic and fulfilling life, as it allows us to live more fully and express ourselves more genuinely. The consequences of ignoring the shadow. In the realm of psychological development, the failure to acknowledge and integrate the aspects of our personality that we have relegated to the unconscious can have far-reaching consequences. Neglecting this part of the self can lead to a range of psychological and emotional difficulties, impacting our behavior, relationships, and overall well-being. Psychological impact. 1. Projection and relationship strain. One of the most significant effects of ignoring the unacknowledged self is the tendency to project these attributes onto others. This projection can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts in relationships. When we are unaware of our own negative traits or unresolved issues, we may attribute them to those around us, leading to unwarranted criticism and judgment. This not only strains interpersonal relationships, but also prevents us from understanding and addressing our own issues. 2. Internal conflict and inauthenticity. The unrecognized aspects of our personality can create an internal conflict, as these repressed parts struggle to surface. This internal discord can manifest as feelings of inauthenticity, where individuals feel they are living a life misaligned with their true selves. This misalignment often leads to a general sense of dissatisfaction and lack of fulfillment, even in the face of external success or societal approval. 3. Psychological imbalance. Jungian theory emphasizes the importance of balance within the psyche. The unaddressed parts of our psyche can disrupt this balance, leading to psychological disorders such as anxiety, depression, or even personality disorders. These mental health issues often stem from or are exacerbated by the dissonance between our conscious identity and the unacknowledged aspects of ourself. 4. Stunted personal growth. Ignoring these aspects hinders personal growth and development. When we deny parts of our personality, we limit our potential for self-discovery and self-actualization. This limitation can result in a life that feels unfulfilled and devoid of personal meaning. Real-life implications. 1. Career and personal ambitions. In the professional realm, individuals might find themselves pursuing careers or goals that align with their conscious self-image but ignore their deeper aspirations or talents. For example, a person might excel in a logical, analytical career while suppressing a deep-seated passion for the arts. This suppression can lead to a sense of emptiness and a lack of engagement with their work. 2. Interpersonal dynamics. On a relational level, the consequences can be seen in patterns of conflict and dissatisfaction. An individual might repeatedly find themselves in relationships where they feel misunderstood or unfulfilled, not realizing that this is a reflection of their internal struggle with unacknowledged aspects of their personality. 3. Emotional well-being. Emotionally, the impact is evident in feelings of inexplicable sadness, anger, or fear. These emotions often arise from the tension between the conscious and unconscious selves. For instance, a person might experience unexplained bouts of anger, which could actually be a manifestation of repressed feelings of injustice or personal powerlessness. 4. Physical health. The psychological stress of maintaining this internal division can even manifest physically. Symptoms such as chronic fatigue, unexplained aches, and stress-related illnesses are often linked to unresolved psychological issues. The journey towards acknowledging and integrating these hidden parts of ourselves is not just a path of personal healing, but also a step towards healthier relationships and a more balanced society. It is through this process that we can find true alignment with our inner selves, leading to a life that is both authentic and fulfilling. In the upcoming sections, we will explore the transformative process of facing and integrating these aspects of our personality. This exploration will not only provide insight into the mechanisms of personal transformation, but also offer practical guidance for those seeking to embark on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Embracing the darker aspects of our personality is a crucial step in achieving psychological wholeness. This process involves several key steps, each with its own challenges and strategies for overcoming them. 1. Self-reflection and acknowledgement. The first step is to engage in honest self-reflection. This involves recognizing that there are aspects of ourselves that we have not fully acknowledged. It's about asking ourselves tough questions and being open to discovering parts of our personality that we have previously denied or ignored. 2. Exploration and understanding. Once we acknowledge these aspects, the next step is to explore them. This can be done through various methods such as journaling, meditation, and psychotherapy. The goal is to understand why these aspects were repressed and how they have influenced our behavior and choices. 3. Acceptance. After understanding these facets of our personality, the next crucial step is acceptance. This means accepting them as a part of who we are without judgment. It's about recognizing that these aspects, whether positive or negative, contribute to the complexity of our being. 4. Integration. The final step is integrating these aspects into our conscious life. This means finding ways to express and incorporate these previously hidden parts of ourselves in a healthy and constructive manner. It could involve changing behaviors, exploring new interests, or altering how we interact with others. Challenges and difficulties. 1. Resistance to self-discovery. One of the first challenges is overcoming the initial resistance to self-discovery. It can be uncomfortable to confront aspects of ourselves that we have long denied. The key here is to cultivate a non-judgmental attitude towards oneself and to recognize that this process is a path to greater self-awareness and fulfillment. 2. Emotional turbulence. As we delve into these unacknowledged aspects, we may encounter strong emotions such as fear, anger, or sadness. These emotions are a natural part of the process. It's important to allow oneself to feel these emotions without becoming overwhelmed by them. Practices such as mindfulness and grounding techniques can be helpful in managing these emotional states. 3. Difficulty in acceptance. Accepting these aspects can be challenging, especially if they conflict with our established self-image or societal norms. It's crucial to create a supportive environment during this process, whether it's through therapy, supportive relationships, or self-help groups. Reminding oneself that all human beings have a complex mix of traits and that perfection is not the goal can also aid in acceptance. 4. Integrating into daily life. Finally, integrating these aspects into our daily life can be a gradual process. It may involve changing long-standing patterns of behavior or re-evaluating one's values and goals. Patience and persistence are key, as is the willingness to experiment and learn from mistakes. As we navigate this journey, it's important to remember that this is not a linear process. There will be setbacks and moments of doubt, but each step forward contributes to a deeper understanding of ourselves and a more authentic way of living. This journey is about embracing the full spectrum of our being and recognizing that each aspect, no matter how dark it might seem, has value, and contributes to our wholeness. The benefits of integrating your shadow, becoming your best self. The journey of integrating the darker parts of our personality is not merely a process of self-examination and acceptance. It is a transformative path that leads to profound personal growth and a more fulfilling life. Let's explore the multitude of benefits that this integration offers. Integrating these aspects of ourselves leads to a holistic transformation. This process is akin to putting together the missing pieces of a puzzle. By acknowledging and incorporating all parts of our personality, we become more complete and authentic versions of ourselves. This wholeness brings about a multitude of positive changes in various aspects of our lives, including our self-awareness, relationships, creativity, emotional resilience, and overall well-being. Enhanced self-awareness. One of the primary benefits is a heightened sense of self-awareness. When we explore and accept all parts of ourselves, we gain a deeper understanding of who we are, what drives us, and what we truly value. This awareness enables us to make more conscious choices in our lives, aligning our actions with our true selves. We become more mindful of our reactions, behaviors, and decisions, leading to a more intentional and authentic life. Improved relationships. Integrating these aspects also significantly improves our relationships. By understanding ourselves better, we develop greater empathy and understanding towards others. We become more accepting of others' complexities, as we recognize similar complexities within ourselves. This understanding fosters deeper connections, improved communication, and more meaningful interactions with those around us. Unleashed creativity. Creativity is another area that benefits greatly from this integration. Often, our most creative impulses lie in the parts of ourselves that we have yet to explore fully. By embracing these aspects, we unlock new sources of inspiration and creativity. We find new ways of expressing ourselves, be it through art, writing, music, or any other form of creative expression. This creative liberation not only enriches our lives, but also contributes positively to the world around us. Emotional resilience and growth. The journey towards integration also cultivates emotional resilience. By facing and accepting our darker parts, we learn to navigate difficult emotions and situations with greater ease. This resilience allows us to face life's challenges with more strength and grace. Moreover, this process contributes to emotional growth. We develop a broader emotional range, experiencing life more fully and with greater authenticity. I encourage you to embark on this journey of personal exploration and integration. The path is not always easy, and it requires courage and honesty, but the rewards are immeasurable. You will discover aspects of yourself that you never knew existed. You will develop a richer, more nuanced understanding of who you are, and most importantly, you will step into a life that is more aligned with your true self. Remember, this journey is deeply personal and unique to each individual. There is no right or wrong way to approach it, and it unfolds differently for everyone. The key is to stay open, curious, and compassionate towards yourself as you navigate this path. As you embark on this transformative journey, you are not only improving your life, but also contributing to a more conscious and empathetic world. By becoming the best version of ourselves, we inspire those around us to do the same. This collective growth and self-improvement have the power to bring about positive change in our communities and society at large. Transformation and Integration, the Path to Wholeness. The process of integrating the unacknowledged parts of our personality is not just a journey of self-discovery, it is the heart of what Carl Jung termed individuation. This journey is about more than just self-improvement. It's about achieving a deep and authentic sense of self-realization. Individuation is a concept introduced by Jung that refers to the process of becoming aware of oneself, integrating the unconscious with the conscious, and fully realizing one's unique potential. It is the psychological process of integrating opposites within the psyche, including the conscious with the unconscious elements of our personality. Jung explained, "The goal of life is to make your heartbeat match the beat of the universe, to match your nature with nature." This quote reflects the essence of individuation, aligning one's inner self with the broader rhythms of life. It's a process of reconciling the various parts of oneself, leading to a more harmonious and balanced existence. Individuation is not about becoming perfect or eliminating flaws. It is about embracing all aspects of oneself, leading to a greater understanding and acceptance of who we are. This process fosters a sense of completeness and authenticity, allowing us to live in a way that is true to our deepest selves. Integration plays a crucial role in the process of individuation. It involves acknowledging, understanding, and incorporating the previously unrecognized aspects of our personality into our conscious life. This integration is not a one-time event, but a continuous process of growth and development. As we integrate these aspects, we often find that our values, beliefs, and perceptions evolve. We may discover new interests or passions, or we may find ourselves re-evaluating our life's direction. This evolution is a natural part of becoming more aligned with our authentic selves. A key aspect of this journey is overcoming dichotomies within ourselves. Jung believed that the human psyche is inherently dualistic, comprising opposing elements such as the masculine and feminine, the rational and irrational, or the light and dark. Individuation involves reconciling these opposites, recognizing that they are not mutually exclusive, but complementary parts of a whole. This reconciliation leads to a more nuanced understanding of ourselves and the world around us. It allows us to navigate life's complexities with greater wisdom and flexibility. As Jung aptly put it, "One does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious." This statement highlights the importance of acknowledging and integrating all parts of ourselves, even those we might prefer to keep hidden. The ultimate goal of this transformative process is to live authentically. Authentic living means being true to our innermost nature, expressing ourselves honestly and fully in all aspects of our lives. It is about aligning our actions and choices with our true selves, leading to a life that is not only more fulfilling, but also more meaningful. This journey towards authenticity and wholeness is unique for each individual. It is shaped by our personal experiences, values, and aspirations. However, the underlying principles remain the same, embracing the full spectrum of our being and striving for a harmonious integration of all our parts. Philosophical insights on shadow integration. Nietzsche and the embrace of the whole self. Friedrich Nietzsche, the German philosopher, profoundly impacts our understanding of self-integration. His concept of the Übermensch, or overman, is particularly relevant. Nietzsche proposed that the Übermensch is an individual who has transcended the constraints of conventional morality to create a personal value system. This transcendence is not about disregarding ethical principles, but about understanding and integrating the multitude of forces within the self, including those that society might deem negative or undesirable. Nietzsche's philosophy encourages us to confront and embrace the complexities of our nature. He believed that acknowledging and integrating these complexities is essential for achieving true greatness of character. His famous assertion, "He who fights with monsters should be careful lest he thereby become a monster. When you gaze long into the abyss also gazes into you," strikingly captures the idea of facing the darker aspects of our personality. It's a caution and a call to embrace our entirety without losing ourselves in the process. Soren Kierkegaard and the Pursuit of Authentic Selfhood. Soren Kierkegaard, often regarded as the first existentialist philosopher, provides another crucial perspective on self-integration. His emphasis on personal choice, responsibility, and the search for meaning aligns closely with the journey of integrating the unacknowledged self. Kierkegaard believed that true self-discovery involves a deep engagement with the inner self, including aspects that we might be inclined to ignore or hide. He posited that individuals often conform to societal norms at the expense of their authentic selves, leading to a life of inauthenticity. For Kierkegaard, the path to authentic selfhood involves a conscious acknowledgement and acceptance of one's true nature, including the less flattering parts. He encourages a reflective life where one continually questions and reassesses their beliefs, values, and choices, aligning them more closely with their genuine self. Eastern philosophies, embracing duality and balance. Eastern philosophies, particularly Taoism and Buddhism, offer profound insights into the process of self-integration. The Taoist concept of yin and yang symbolizes the balance of opposites, darkness and light, softness and strength, passivity and activity. This concept can be applied to the idea of integrating the unacknowledged self, where the goal is to find harmony between the contrasting aspects of our personality. Buddhism, with its emphasis on the middle way, teaches a similar concept of balance. It advocates for a path of moderation, avoiding the extremes of self-denial and self-indulgence. This philosophy can be interpreted as an encouragement to acknowledge and integrate all aspects of the self, thus avoiding the extremes of rejecting or becoming consumed by any single part of our psyche. These philosophical perspectives offer a multifaceted view of the journey toward self-integration. They provide a framework for understanding the complexity of this process and guide us in embracing the full spectrum of our personality. Each perspective, in its own way, contributes to our understanding of what it means to live as a fully realized, authentic individual. These philosophical perspectives collectively offer a rich understanding of the journey toward self-integration. They not only provide frameworks for comprehending this complex process, but also guide us in embracing our full personality spectrum. As we draw this exploration to a close, it's vital to reflect on the profound journey we've embarked upon, a journey that delves into the depths of our psyche and the essence of our being. We began by introducing Carl Jung, a luminary in the field of psychology, whose groundbreaking ideas have illuminated the path to understanding the human mind. His concept of integrating the unacknowledged aspects of our personality offers a framework for profound personal transformation. We delved into the intricacies of this concept, exploring how these hidden facets of our personality, though often perceived as dark or negative, are essential components of our whole self. We discussed the consequences of neglecting these parts, the psychological imbalance, the strain on relationships, and the barrier to personal growth. We then journeyed through the transformative process of facing and integrating these aspects. This path involves self-reflection, understanding, acceptance, and integration, each step presenting its unique challenges but leading to a more authentic and harmonious existence. We explored the multitude of benefits that this integration brings: enhanced self-awareness, improved relationships, unleashed creativity, and emotional resilience. These benefits underscore the transformative power of embracing all parts of our psyche. We turn to the wisdom of philosophers, both ancient and modern, who have pondered the complexities of the human spirit. Their insights provided a broader context for our discussion, highlighting the timeless and universal nature of this quest for self-integration and authenticity. This journey is more than a psychological or philosophical exploration. It is a deeply personal one. Each of us carries within us the capacity for incredible growth and transformation. By embarking on this path of self-discovery and integration, we open ourselves to a life that is not only more authentic and fulfilling, but also more in tune with our true potential. This process of integration is ongoing and ever-evolving. It's a journey that requires courage, honesty, and perseverance. It asks us to look within, to confront what we might have previously shunned, and to embrace our complete selves, with all our complexities, contradictions, and inherent beauty. I encourage you, the viewer, to reflect on your own journey. Consider the aspects of yourself that you might have neglected or overlooked. Recognize that within these hidden depths lie untapped strengths and potentials. The journey towards integrating these aspects is not just a path to self-improvement, it's a path to self-revelation and empowerment. Take the time to engage in self-reflection, to explore your inner world with curiosity and compassion. Remember, this is not a journey you have to undertake alone. Seek support, whether through dialogue with others, professional guidance, or exploring the rich resources available in philosophy and psychology. As you embark on this journey, remember that each step you take towards integrating your entire self is a step towards a more authentic and fulfilling life. The path may be challenging, but it is also incredibly rewarding. Embrace the journey with an open heart and mind, and be prepared to discover a world within you that is rich, vibrant, and full of potential. Your visions will become clear only when you can look into your own heart. Who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakes. These words by Carl Jung remind us that the true journey of discovery lies not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes, in looking within ourselves to uncover the richness and diversity of our being. So step forward with courage and curiosity. Embrace the full spectrum of your humanity, and as you do, watch as your life unfolds in ways more magnificent and fulfilling than you could have ever imagined. This is not just the path to self-improvement, it is the path to self-realization, a journey to the very core of what it means to be fully and wonderfully human.